it started really by going out, having a look around downtown. There was closures everywhere. There was no people. All of a sudden, the place was deserted. That was quite a shock for me.
Mm.
I don't know. I still went out in the beginning, but I was very protective. I mean, I'm still protective, but I was wearing plastic gloves. Walking down the street, I had these plastic gloves, and my brother used to laugh at me. And I used to go to visit him in the hospital, and the gloves hadn't, plastic gloves hadn't come out then, but he said, would I just pull the curtains? And I had to, it was in the winter time at one stage he was in, and I, this is before the COVID, and I put my gloves on to pull the curtains.
Yeah.
So I was quite, you know, covering up in, with my gels and everything. But
we had quite a concern about what do we wear.
Yeah.
We get all this information, you know, about and shields, about masks, the way they should be, the way they should be worn.
Yeah.
And you're, Mother God, what do I do here?
Yeah.
And I have a health issue, so wearing masks a lot affects my breathing.
Right,
so I was at the shield.
Yeah.
And I was happy enough to wear the shield.
Mm-hmm.
A month down the line, shields, no good to you.
Yeah.
So
somebody gave me
you
one,
had to decide
yeah.
then, yeah.
I didn't like wearing it, and this is an awkward thing.
Uh-huh.
But I realised I hadn't taken the film off it. I could see through this thing.
Yes.
And then film over it. And I was wearing it. I thought, Jesus, oh, get rid of it. So it was afterwards, the person that gave it to me, did you not take the film off? I said, what film? That's across it.
Yeah.
But I loved going out walking. And you wouldn't see a car on the road. And
that's
it was
right.
So, the air was very clean, I felt.
Yeah.
And I could hear the birds more. And I saw more birds, more nature. And it was just lovely. And people would be chatting. You'd chat to them or you didn't know who they were or whatever. But
it was a whole different environment in our one town.
It was good. And just nature came more alive to me.
Well, definitely the air was a lot fresher.
Yeah.
You didn't smell cars or lorries or anything like that.
And the very
and the noise.
Yeah, the
very
odd time. I would see, look up to the sky, and there might be a trail.
Yeah.
With an airplane. But God, and I actually told somebody, I saw an airplane today
That's
in the
right.
sky. You know, to think that we say that. But
a month later, we come along and you wouldn't see one line of a plane.
No.
Completely
no.
stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Most beautiful blue sky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that going out. And then, of course, getting a little bit brave then, and you might bump into somebody down on the quay or on the town, and
mm-hmm.
you end up maybe sitting around, but keeping your distance,
oh, yeah.
knowing all the rules.
Yeah, yeah. Getting lunch in one of the, what is it called, the little trailers that they have down there.
That's coffee dock.
Coffee dock.
Yes.
And I put my the lunch box down, and it was a bit windy, but it blew away.
That's right.
But I thought, jeepers, a bird will come down and eat it. But I ran after it, and it didn't turn over, so I was able to retrieve it back again, which is good.
That's right. Well, the connection also with, you know, going down, the excitement of going down and connecting with your friends or people that you know,
today.
But being aware of what you have to do, but still wanting this urge to want to be with your friends, as well as your family, of course.
But,
and looking for something maybe to sit on in your shopping bag or whatever it might be.
And then doing online shopping for big groceries. They will deliver for you, you know, doing
on the
laptop.
Yeah.
That was handy.
I never actually done online shopping in the whole time.
Yeah.
I have to say, I used to go, now months down the line, say years gone by maybe, and I need a gift or I need a present or something. So I used to go downtown, hunt around, and see if there's somebody in any of the shops.
Oh yeah, can you open or
the
whatever.
The place where I would
like
to buy something.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it happened to be a staff member, then I'd knock on the window, and if they wish to talk to me, they would come to the door, and if not, they will ignore me.
Yeah.
So
it's only a yes or a no bit.
So that's, and that way I actually did shop
yeah.
through COVID.
Yeah.
But at a certain level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when we think about, when we think, you know, I mean, you know, we've been affected, you know, by this thing at different levels and in different ways.
Yeah.
But out of all the bad and good things that happened, you know, some of these things, you know, had more meaning to each one of us, you know, in terms of how we have been affected, you know. So what were the things that we either missed most or we felt that interfered with our thoughts, feelings, life in general. So what would those things have been for you? The things that affected us most during the pandemic, on any level.
Well, it was a family matter going on, a very sick brother, and that was the most
dramatic, really.
Dramatic. I would cook meals sometimes and go down with it, but at a distance, because if my brother had got it, that would be in the end. And I was kind of, you know, on hand if they wanted anything, but otherwise I was never bored, never fed up.
Yeah. Well, on a positive note, like my health actually felt better because of my environment.
Yeah.
That's one positive.
Yeah.
Also, having a positive attitude myself. I wasn't on automatic every time you hear the news and regulations and this, taking all this in and said, I better not do anything.
I didn't want any.
Yeah. So for me, I had to decide, you know, a lot of stuff for myself. And that makes you still alive. Mm-hmm. You're not just following the rule. Because it actually takes away a part of your personality. The fact that I'm a social person, I would miss people very much. I would miss my friends much. And so I found a way to work around the situation.
Yeah.
And like I said, shopping online, couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I need to go. I need to get out and shop myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, family-wise, I did miss my sons, my family, because they're in different areas and you weren't able to see them. So again, as time went on and the COVID improved, because there's a lot of positivity with the COVID in the fact that it doesn't stay the same, first of all. Things do improve. We might have backs, you know, we might have, what do you call them, slip-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but overall, you know, we have a situation, we have to work through it, and we have to help each other and the government as well to get on with it and improve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this thing of things like big weddings and stuff like that, people can look back and say, you know, you don't have to be like this. You can make decisions to have small weddings or parties or whatever it might be. You have more choices in your life,
mm-hmm.
where we were so busy getting on with life before the COVID that we never had time to stop and think about what's our life all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and when the COVID came, we had to slow up, we had to decide things for ourselves, and
I realised.
So we'll come out of it, won't we? We'll come out of it.
Yeah.
And we'll come out with a different attitude, a positive attitude for ourselves. And you've proved yourself that we can do things a lot better than what we thought we could do.
Okay.
We have values and qualities in ourselves that we probably never realised we had. Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And I realised we don't need as many material things.
That's right.
Going down to the shop. I haven't been into a shop, and I've no desire now to buy anything, really.
Yeah.
I just go down, I meet people, meet friends, whatever. But I'm not in and out of the shops. I just go into what I need, whatever, and that's it. Buying material things all the time, I realise I can do without half the stuff that I have.
Yeah.
You know, that we don't need all these things.
Also, in relation to people as well, like when you're slow up, you're more aware of what they're saying.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
more aware of, you can actually notice things, I think, a little bit more about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sometimes meet some friends, yeah, and, you know, they're feeling lousy today.
Yeah,
you know, they're
yeah.
not feeling good today.
Yeah, yeah.
So just to sit with them and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, maybe smile, I don't know, whatever it takes, really, like, whereas before you'd be so busy running around like a lad, you're not as aware
yeah.
of people and how they are, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Sometimes even their body language would nearly tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I have some close friends, like, I'm blessed to have a lot of good friends, and some of them, I know when they come down, say, to meet us,
mm-hmm.
we used to meet on every Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
and...
You
you'd know by, you know, you'd
mm-hmm.
know by their body language or how they're looking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's hard to
yeah.
explain it, really, like.
Yeah.
But you've just slowed up and you're just more aware of what
mm-hmm.
how
There's
people
no need
are.
For all this rush, really.
We've
yeah.
learned many things
yeah,
really,
yeah.
haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and please hopefully now in another year, even though we're getting back to our a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll ever be normal again as such
yeah.
as we knew it
yeah.
because with family, with children, there's a lot of issues have
yeah.
come out of it, like
yeah. I feel sorry for the children because
yeah.
some of them are just growing up only knowing
mm.
this and no hugs or kisses or that kind of thing and you
That's
know with
right.
the children but,
and,
yeah.
and some personalities like are stronger than others
yeah.
and
yeah.
you know, we've a lot of depression, we've a lot of
oh,
lot
bring
of suicides,
more,
a lot
sure
of issues
people.
With
yeah.
youth, with teenagers,
yeah.
and it's really affected everybody
mm-hmm.
in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really affected.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, you know, we've got over so many different things in
yeah.
life, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. We have strength.
We
don't realize
believe.
Our strength. If this has given us time to prove how strong we can be.
Yeah, we're
or
very
how
strong.
Weak for. Whatever, you know, maybe people, but it's given a strength, I feel.
It has.
And tolerance and more interest.
Learned
in
patience,
yeah,
tolerance.
Yeah, the whole lot.
Yeah.
yeah,
many things,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
yeah, awareness.
Awareness, exactly.
Yeah.
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 So it's not being bad as such, but only for, I'd be afraid I get it. But we're all afraid we get it, but
yeah.
otherwise.
Yeah.
It hasn't done anything disastrous, I don't feel, to me, or brought me down
yeah,
into
yeah,
a deep place
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah. yeah, and it's funny, I think it, again, is related back to personality. I've never been afraid of COVID. I know it's there,
mm.
but I've never said to myself, oh, I'm worried about that, or I'm going to get that, I'm not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have just mm-hmm. ignored it, basically, I suppose, in
yeah.
a way. But my behaviour hasn't ignored it.
Well, maybe
but
that's,
you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean. That I don't know how to put it more into words. Really,
yeah.
like, you know, it's never been my
yes.
forefront.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I just get on with life. I enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Meet my friends.
Mm.
Do my shopping. Enjoy walking
and you're
the day
being
or whatever.
As safe as you can.
Yes.
It.
Even
yeah.
everything is there to help
mm.
us, like the
yeah.
transport. If you want to get on a bus, like to go somewhere, you're it's all
oh,
set
they're,
up.
They're
lovely.
Always there.
Yeah.
Actually, I felt sorry for them because
yeah.
you're driving the bus, see nobody on the bus. And, oh gosh, the poor people. A man driving the bus must be boring.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because I always
yeah.
used to get the bus.
As
out.
All this is
yeah.
becoming a norm now,
yeah, yeah.
and as time goes on, like, it'll only improve.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you know,
it has
a. When
you
think about a year and a half
it.
To now.
Yeah.
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 yeah. We've gone a long road, really,
oh, yeah.
haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
But again, I never listened to the news with it. I didn't. I had
hmm.
two particular friends, and I thought, oh no, go away, I don't want to listen. That's all they would talk about.
Hmm.
And figures, I know more knew a figure of
yeah.
up or down or in and out, whatever it was. I thought, yeah, yeah, I said, I don't look at figures. I, you know, I said, I don't listen to it. I just,
but do we need
it. I turned off.
We
no.
don't need it.
What is it?
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're giving
yeah.
it, like...
No, obsessed. They were obsessed with figures and what's...
Yeah,
and the,
yeah.
the people here in the hospitals and...
Yeah.
You know, close my ears to it, I would.
And
yeah.
It's so sad for the elderly people, you
oh,
know,
yeah, yeah.
for the senior citizens, like, the
yeah.
fact that, you know, they're at home, they're listening to all this news and
yeah.
information, and they're trying to do the best,
oh.
and they're scared yeah. out of their
yeah.
mind, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
It was really, I think myself in some ways that there's too much information given. You
yeah,
know,
I
like,
didn't want to know it. It was just,
yeah.
I just cut off from it.
Yeah.
But what I thought was lovely, sometimes you'd see a little road near me, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I would hear all this kind of cheering or a bit of music or something. It was people doing bingo and all the neighbours out and the
wonderful.
Table.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
That's community
this is
spirit.
Freedom. There was a load of community spirit around, which is nice, you know,
yeah.
in
yeah.
certain places.
I think as we learned, kind of as we went along and learned more and learned how to manage it.
Mm.
Because one thing giving us information, but how to use it is the problem as well. It
yeah.
was the problem
yeah.
as such.
Yeah.
But we've all kind of learned and now all these lovely community
yeah.
Activities going
yeah.
on and stuff. And it's
yeah.
great, it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And there's a lady on my road
yeah.
and she lives by herself. And I said, oh, hello, whatever her name is. And I said, how are you? The window was open. Well, I'm afraid to go out. I said, oh, you'd be fine. I said, just go down to the gateway or just a little walk up the road. This is in the beginning. I said, it won't do you any harm. It'll be good
yeah.
for you. No,
yeah.
no, 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 not. And my daughter said, don't go out or anything. And I thought,
yeah.
oh, I said, okay
yeah.
then. You know, you can't force her, but I thought, we'll do a little bit of good just to walk a tiny bit up the road and back again.
Yeah.
You know? And this
yeah.
was in the very beginning, but anyway, that's how she felt.
So our road over the past year and a half really is like we've learned to adjust.
Yeah,
we've
yeah,
learned things
yeah,
about ourselves.
Yeah. I see her out and about now,
yeah.
but
yeah.
yeah.
We've
with
had
the
a better
unknown
mm.
at first, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, how does it feel to, you know, I mean, the restrictions are obviously,
how
the restrictions are now kind of pretty
oh.
much over, so how
it's
does it feel to...
Yeah. We don't really
I
feel
don't feel
much
any
different.
No.
Yeah.
Not
no.
really.
No.
no, I think it's because too, like, Julie, like that, we kind of made some little decisions for ourselves, and we went out. We didn't stay at home all
no.
the time.
No,
we didn't.
I
you
felt
know,
I never.
We needed.
Yeah, there was
green.
No sitting. Oh God, what will I do today?
Yeah.
Sometimes I got up even earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I never stayed extra.
Yeah.
In bed, I got up, did normal things, kept to, didn't go down. I didn't. Change routine as such. You have to keep going if you
yeah.
let things get on top of you and
yeah.
you know
life has
continued
to go on,
on life
doesn't
goes
it?
On and continue
yeah.
doing same things as much as possible. And
there was opportunities as well for people like to look up different places. You know, like people say, "Oh, I'd love to go for a walk." We go to a forest or we go somewhere,
yeah.
there won't be so many people there
yeah,
like
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that, you know. That
yeah.
actually look at the map and say, oh, look, I haven't
yeah.
been there before.
Yeah.
We'll take a trip out on Sunday there,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And that like, and it was absolutely beautiful, like you're seeing the trees again, you know.
Mm.
You, we were restricted in some way,
mm.
but we weren't really restricted,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's just our behaviour towards other people
mm-hmm.
more so than our environment,
mm-hmm.
our country, you know. You can get in the car, you can go to Tintin Abbey, you can go to Jansay, you can go, sorry, a lot of places in the beginning were closed down.
They were,
but like,
yeah.
the likes of Tintin Abbey and places like that, there's loads of beautiful
yeah,
places
yeah.
to visit
yeah.
and
they,
to get out.
Yeah, you weren't
yeah.
allowed to go in the car, I think. Was it no more than 5 miles or 2 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In the car, you couldn't
oh, yeah,
go out.
That's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even,
yeah.
I said to my brother,
yeah.
I said, oh, I said, you're a lucky old thing, I bet you're able to go out. He has a boat. And he lives on Loch. And
yeah. Is that when you think people are
no,
bit...
No, can't take the boat out. Not allowed. So there must have been boat watchers,
yeah.
people checking if they brought the boat out because, you know, living in a small country place on the lake, on the
mm.
the Loch. But anyway.
Yeah, sounds... Yeah,
he did
yeah.
afterwards, anyway.
Well, we were constantly
no,
going different places all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Never restricted me that way, like going, you know. You can't allow that. Like, it was sad to hear people saying, God, you went down there. Oh, you shouldn't have went down there. Oh, gosh. You know, all concern and worry and everything. And like, all it was a trip
yeah.
to a beautiful forest, to have
lovely.
A beautiful walk.
Fresh air.
And to go home.
Yeah, fresh air. You felt
was.
Good afterwards.
Didn't interfere with anybody.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
felt
yeah.
great,
yeah.
I'm sure, after.
And for the future, I suppose, really, like, we haven't really changed that much.
No.
Mm.
You know, hopefully we won't go back into a society where we're on the rush again. You know, that we appreciate now or be more aware now
mm-hmm.
of what we've learned
mm-hmm.
over the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about ourselves and about what we do with our lives and stuff.
Yeah.
I retired actually in February.
Okay.
You know, and I had planned to do kind of little trips and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. You know, because my husband's still working. And meeting up with people and all sorts of stuff had great ideas of what I was going to do, and then of course with the COVID and that, I was restricted and that, like, but you know, like, it's in the future and there's no rush on it. And once we get through all of this, and you know, we can stick it out and enjoy ourselves and be happy.
And a good thing, one good thing that's come out of it, I think, is I love the way the streets look, as we say, continental.
Yeah.
You know, because we never had tables and chairs outside. And to see all the tables and chairs, it's just lovely. And I hope they keep them like that.
Yeah.
You know, for every summer, not just for the COVID. I really hope they get a license. Yeah. It's a lovely way. Eating out, drinking out, whatever. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
But I think there's a lot of things learned during the COVID, and that's actually one really important. Because I don't know how many times I used to give out about the Key Fund, how beautiful it would be if, you know, we could have
a
coffee dock or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So because it's very important for people to get together, you know, even if it is restriction, it's so important for all of us. You know, to be part of each other in some way, you know, and the only connection we have, like, go down on the quay to a coffee dock, wonderful, you know, go anywhere.
Yeah.
But like
there's
you said,
going on
see
there,
the town.
Yeah, the people watching, I love people watching.
Yeah.
On the boat, you know, watching the boats and everything.
That's right. Sit for a quiet moment, just looking out, wonderful.